Prologue. Caroline. After my shift in ED, I don't head home like most people would. No. Tonight, I have other plans. Plans that have been simmering in the back of my mind for days. Instead of going straight home, I drive to Roses and Thorns, a quiet and not so popular pub just outside the city. There's someone I've been meaning to meet again. Lawrence. I vividly recall him recently visiting the emergency department, but more than anything, I remember his wife, beaten, scared, and showing clear signs of abuse across her body. In stark contrast, he appeared smug and arrogant, as if he owned the world. Men like Lawrence often possess this attitude. When I walk into the pub, it doesn't take long to spot him at the bar. He looks like he has already had a few drinks. His posture is lazy, and his eyes are half-lidded. I stroll up, and for a second, he doesn't recognize me. But then, I see the flicker of realization in his eyes. He recognizes me. He should. I was the doctor who treated his wife.
Dr. Landers?
He slurs, blinking at me through the haze of alcohol.
What are you doing here?
I give him a soft smile, playing my role. Just needed a drink after a long shift. Thought I'd stop by. He grins, pleased with himself for no reason in particular.
I'll buy you one. Least I can do after you patched up the missus.
I let him order me a drink, though I barely touch it, letting the glass sit in front of me while he knocks back another round. We chat. Well, he talks, and I listen. Careful to steer the conversation just enough to keep him interested. Men like Lawrence are easy to manipulate, their egos fragile and easily inflated. He doesn't even notice that I'm not drinking. I know how to play my role, innocent, sweet, attentive. But all the while, my mind is focused on what's coming. After a few more drinks, Lawrence is thoroughly drunk, slurring his words, his eyes unfocused. That's when I make my move. You know, I say, leaning in just a little, letting my voice drop to a softer, more inviting tone. It's getting late. Why don't we head back to my place? I live not too far from here. He doesn't need much convincing. In his drunken state, he grins widely and nods.
Yeah, let's do that.
I help him to his feet, guiding him out of the pub, and we head to my car. I make sure to drive. There's no way I'd let him behind the wheel in this state. Besides, I want to be the one in control. We drive through the night, the streets growing darker, quieter, as I head toward the outskirts of town, toward my home on the edge of a pig farm. It's always been convenient, living so far out where no one can hear a thing. The barn looms in the distance as we pull up. Lawrence is barely coherent by the time we get out of the car, stumbling as he tries to keep his balance. I guide him inside the barn, a gentle hand on his back, leading him into my world. But the second we step inside, I see it. The moment of realization on his face. His eyes widen as he takes in the room. The surgical table in the center, the tray of gleaming tools neatly laid out, and the chair with restraints bolted to the floor. The smell of disinfectant hangs in the air, sterile and sharp.
What is this?
Lawrence stammers, his drunken haze lifting as fear begins to creep in. He tries to back away, his steps clumsy and uncoordinated, but I'm faster. Before he can even think about escaping, I swing the heavy wrench I've hidden behind my back. It connects with the side of his head with a dull thud, and he crumples to the ground like a rag doll, unconscious. I stand over him for a moment, watching his chest rise and fall, making sure he's still alive. I always make sure they're alive for what comes next.